Could you tell us more about Africa once you got there? How did you feel?
Well, honey, our invasion, which people don't really realize, understand, is that we had like small Higgins boats, and they got us up about what they'd call, oh, it was around, we were supposed to hit the beaches at around 5:30. Well, of course, we were up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and all we did was just sit around and sit around. And when it come time to go over the sides, you get down in these little boats, you'd get down in these little boats, and then they'd go off, and then they'd circle around and around and around until all the boats were loaded, and then we headed for shore then, see. And we lost more men in the boats capsizing than we lost from gunfire. They were just real small. They were called Higgins boats, and they were real small. And the waves were tremendous waves when we come in, and the boat would get wrong, and they'd just roll it over, and with all your equipment on, you were gone. That was all there was to it.
Did you ever see like other boats capsizing
Oh,
or?
sure. Yes. There's a lot of them capsizing. Yeah. It was scary. Yeah.
Had you ever left the U.S. before you went to
No.
North Africa? So,
No.
how did it feel leaving for the first time?
Well, honey, that's been so long ago that I have no reason to remember what really I felt like. I don't.
So, you said that you would have to wake up at like 3 in the morning and just wait around. What did you guys do then?
Well, nothing you could do. You just sat there with your equipment on. There's nothing you could do. All you had to do is wait your turn. When they called you to go over the side, why, then you got up and climbed down you'd have a big rope ladder that you climbed down over the boat to get into these other boats, and they were bouncing up and down with the waves and everything, and you had to get in, and that was it. Once you were in, why, a lot of kids fell. I mean, they just lost their balance and didn't grab a hold of something and would fall. So it's a pretty scary thing.